Blog Talk Radio.
This is Crown Talking Drum, and the views and opinions expressed on the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network are solely those of the hosts, guests, and callers. These views and opinions do not represent those of the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network, its management, hosts, or advertisers. Thank you for listening to Crown Talking Drum.
Good morning and welcome. Hallelujah. Just thanking the Lord for another day. Another day that you joined us on the Crown Talking Drums Radio this early Sunday morning, August the 21st. Just thanking God for that another day that he allowed us to see. Some of you may be returning your call in, and some may be first-time caller. We just want to say welcome to For Such a Time as This Ministry. My name is Sarepta Cunningham, and I'm evangelist and teacher of the Word of God. I just thank God knowing that his word does bring life. Hallelujah. The very life of himself, and I bless him for that today. Amen. We know that there's time for God's word. Hallelujah. Always. His word is always timely, and it's always on time. Even though I love his word, when it comes to sharing his word sometime and teaching his word, I'm nervous. But I just thank God that he gives me the peace as he starts off with how he wants to bring forth his word. We just want to go into prayer right now and just thank the Lord. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for waking us up to see another day. Just thank you, Lord God. I know I woke up to a storm. Pouring down rain and thunder and lightning. But Lord, I just thank you that your peace saturated me even through that. God, I don't know if anyone else connected in, experienced that storm, or maybe experiencing right now in the natural arena. But God, we just thank you for your peace, your shalom peace overshadowing us even now. We thank you for allowing us to see this day and waking up, and we're clothed in our mind, right minds. Hallelujah. Just thank you, Lord God. We have the activities of our limbs, Father, and we don't take that lightly. Our senses are in operation, and we give you praise for that. We give you glory, and we give you honor. We just thank you, Lord God, for all your provisions. You are a good God, not sometime, but all the time. You're good, even when bad is going on. And we just bless you. Just want to magnify your name, hallelujah, and lift you up. As we go about to go into your word, we thank you that your Holy Spirit, your presence is among us, hallelujah. Continue to show yourself mighty and strong in and on our behalf. Holy Spirit, as you and I together continue to encourage your saints and myself, hallelujah, we just thank you for infiltrating this time with your presence for such a time as this. Amen. To God be the glory. This morning the Lord gave me where he was just talking to me about the living water. Amen. And we know the living water, or we should know, or I hope we know that he is the living water. He's our life source. Amen. And if you know anything about water, amen, on the natural level, when we're thirsty, sugary drinks, coffee, tea, none of that quenches our thirst like water. Water just saturates, it satisfies our taste buds, and it gives us that natural hydration that our body so craves. So when it comes to the spiritual things of God, it comes to saints of God, hallelujah, the only thing that's going to satisfy us is that living water, the Holy Spirit's presence, hallelujah. That living water is Jesus, and he is the Holy Spirit, and they are God. Amen. To God be the glory. Just thanking God for his word this morning. had he took me in, and I thought about the story of the woman at the well. So many different things came to mind, and I don't know how the Holy Spirit is going to do this, but as always, I give him free course to have his way. Amen. So I'm just going to start in the fourth chapter of the book of St. John, and I'm going to start at the first verse. I'm going to read from the King James Version. No, I'm going to start at the fourth verse. The first verse is just when Jesus was there and the Pharisees. Of course, we know about those Pharisees and those Sadducees, and they all had their opinions about how they felt about God. The Sadducees more, I think Jesus kind of defended them a little bit more than he did the Pharisees. Sadducees did not believe in the resurrection, but the Pharisees did. Just thanking God that they all had their laws, and they all knew the laws, and some of them worked in the temple, and they knew all about the preparing of the temple. But we just thank God this morning. They were talking about Jesus being baptized in the disciples. But actually, Jesus didn't baptize all of them. He's talking about talking about how much he done and talking about all the activities he did, just wanting to talk about it. But he only baptized the disciples. They were baptizing the others. So anyway, he was leaving Judea and was on his way into Galilee. But the fourth verse starts out saying, and he must needs go through Samaria. In other words, it was necessary for Jesus to go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey, sat thus on the well. And it was about the sixth hour, noon. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that said to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? She had a lot of questions, didn't she? Sometimes we do too. Then that 13th verse goes on to say, Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus said unto her, go, call your husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband, Jesus. Said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and whom thou now hast is not your husband. In that saidest thou truly. Amen. And I'm going to stop right there. So we see that at that day at the well, Jesus immediately began to address the woman's relationship. He said, you have had five husbands, and the one you're with now, he's not yours. Guess what? She had encountered six different men. But who was she getting ready to encounter? The seventh man. Jesus was getting ready to complete some things. I just thank God when he gave that to me. I said, wow. five husbands, and then she's shacking with this sixth man. Still no satisfaction. But then comes Jesus. My. He's bringing some completion to her life. He's bringing some change to her life. It doesn't matter what she's done in the past or any of, we can all look at that. It doesn't matter what's happened and where we come from. Hallelujah. God sent Jesus to complete some things. There's that number again, seven, the number of completion. I just thank God for that. But first, I'm going to bring a little history out about Samaria. In Samaria, there were seven wicked kings who ruled Jeroboam's dynasty. They ruled that dynasty after God had split, amen, the Solomon's kingdom. In 1 Kings, back in 1 Kings, the kingdom was split, and there was a northern and a southern kingdom. But of those kings, there was Jeroboam, Nadab, Baasha, Eli, Zimri, Omri, and then Ahab. And I may not be saying the names exactly correct, but they were all the seven kings who were all wicked and evil. They weren't true fathers of Israel, that's for sure. And death and destruction came to each one of them with that spirit of Jeroboam. And it went down through that generational line. Within those 17. Now, one thing about the Samaritans, the reason why nobody would go there because, you know, it was that Jews weren't allowed to talk is because when that split took place, amen, the northern kingdom, and Samaria was its capital, fell to the Assyrians. So back then, many Jews were deported to Assyria. And then what happened was those foreigners were brought into that land to settle there to keep some peace. When that happened, the intermarriages started happening, and then those foreigners and the Jews got married, and it became a mixed race. Some people sneer on mixed races today, but thank God Jesus does it. Thank God he died for the whole world. He came for the whole world. And here we see that that's what was going on there. So the original Jews, they were the southern kingdom. They lived in Judah, so they were the southern kingdom, and thus called the pure Jews, so to speak. Let's put it like that. They hated that mixed race. So they hated the mixed Jewish people with the foreigners in the northern kingdom. But so that's why all that was wickedness was going on. It's going on in that kingdom, in that lineage. But when Jesus encountered this woman at Samaria, guess what he did? He canceled that wickedness over her life. Amen. He was the seventh man to come into her life to bring relationship. Remember, she had five husbands that she had relationship with. She had one man that she was shacking with or was with some kind of way that she was having relationship with. But she met the ultimate satisfying relationship giver, Jesus Christ himself, Yeshua. Hallelujah. I just thank God. I believe we have a few on this line, or probably all of us connected today, have met that life-giving, hallelujah, living water, Jesus Christ, as our personal Lord and Savior. Amen. So you want to know, I wonder sometimes too, when you look at this story, you saw how Jesus was talking about water, and then all of a sudden he went to worship. Isn't that something? He was talking about something to drink, and she was trying to make every, well, you don't have nothing, where you going to get water from? What you got, you don't have no business talking to me, no way. Because Jews don't talk to us in Samaria. But that's why it was important. Jesus had to go through Samaria to break that curse. Guess what? Jesus had to come into this world to break every curse. Hallelujah. That you hear people talk about generational curses. But guess who came to break those curses? Jesus. He's still breaking those curses today. And I thank God. And I know you do. Amen. We don't have to settle
Hallelujah. God's word gives us the difference. We don't have to settle when we see something passed down from year to year to generation when it comes to our health, when it comes to, hallelujah, our finances, when it comes to anything that we see that my father dealt with that, my grandfather dealt with that, my grandmama dealt with that. No, we can break that curse. Amen. Because we have the one who has come to break it, destroy it. From the root of the source. I just thank God for Jesus this morning. I know you do. I know I do. And since I do, I believe everybody else on this line. Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Coming to break the curse. Amen. So now we're going to go to that 19th verse in that same chapter of St. John, the 4th chapter. The woman said unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worship in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman saith unto him, I know that the Messiah is coming, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all these things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples, and marveled that he even talked with this woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou, or why talkest you with her? The woman then left her water pot, and went her way into the city, and saith unto the men, Come see a man, which told me all things that ever I did. It is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. Amen. See, Jesus informed her of this opportunity. This was his opportunity that worship was such a common thing in paganism, but true worship, amen, to God can only be done in the spirit and in truth, in the right spirit. In other words, worship is not just in a song. Amen. It's not just in that city. A location, amen. Worship has to become a way that we live. Worship is a lifestyle, amen. And that living water, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit that's on the inside of us because we've accepted him, hallelujah, gives us the opportunity to worship him in spirit and in truth, hallelujah. Everything that's displeasing to God, when you become a worshiper and you begin to worship God from the inside, hallelujah, your spirit communing with his spirit, communing with your spirit, man, the real you, the real us, amen. We become that worshiper that he is, that we're wanting, that we're starting to please the Lord, amen. And we submit to his lordship in all the areas of our life, amen. That impartation was made to that woman, and what did she do? Instantly, she became a true worshiper. She instantly began to go tell about Jesus. She said, he's here. She dropped that pot. She forgot it. And mind you, when they would go back in those days to get water, if you didn't know this, I want to share this, but you may already know this. They would go in the morning, early in the morning, and late in the evening. Notice she went the 6th hour, which was noontime. She went where she wouldn't have to. She knew her reputation was jacked up. She didn't want to have to deal and see nobody. So guess who she met, though? Oh, she met Jesus. I can imagine, although she had all kind of questions. Sometimes I know when I first got saved years ago as a young girl, I had questions. And I made mistakes and messed up along the way. And I still was going back and asking questions. Even in my backslidden moments and backslidden choices that I made, I would still go back to the Father and ask him questions. I would say, well, what about this or what about that? And he would still come through and ask. And I may mess up again, but I still go back to the Father. I just thank him that we have free access. Even when we mess up, or if we mess up, we can go directly to the Father. I just thank God he sent his son to reverse the curse in that place. That's why he had to go to Samaria. He had to go break that curse. Because not only did he started it with her, but she rallied all those men. Hallelujah. Can you imagine even the men they had heard about it? And they said, now, wait a minute. She's changed. Something's different here. We got to go see who she's talking about. They were changed too. My God. Even when you go on to the 39th verse, because I read down to the 30th and went down to the 39th verse. And it says, and many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified. She went and testified. I'm not saying this. This is what the word of God is saying. She went and testified. She said, he told me all that I ever did. He knew my personal mess. He knew my stuff. He knew I had been married and had all these divorces. And then this man I'm with now wasn't even my husband. He knew all this. So see, God, he knows all about us. He knows every weakness. But he said he'd be our strength in the time of weakness. We just have to trust him to be who he said he is. I just thank him this morning. So when the Samaritans were coming to him, they besought him that he would tarry with them. And he abode there for 2 more days. And many more believed because of his own word. Not just the word of the woman, but they were able to experience him for themselves. They were able to hear him teach and preach the gospel for themselves. Preach about his heavenly Father. And said unto the woman, now we believe, not because of your saying, but we have heard him ourselves and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. She went and evangelized. Amen. Jesus had to go there. And there's some places that we must need go. Hallelujah. We must need go there. Hallelujah. That's how the scripture says. We must need go. Yes. We have to. There's nations that we have to speak to. There's nations we have to help get delivered and get free. Hallelujah. We can't take this lightly. For such a time as this, as we're in, we're living in with all that's going on in the world. Amen. With Timothy talking about the perilous times that we're in, we are living in some perilous times. Timothy talks about how men will be lovers of themselves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to their parents, unthankful, unholy. We see all that going on. We see it. Amen. Without natural affection, truth breakers, hallelujah, false accusers, fierce despisers of the good, traitors, heady, high-minded. Amen. But we thank God this morning. There's men that have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. And the scripture says, from such turn away. In other words, don't get all caught up in all that with those type people. Amen. You share the word and keep it moving. Keep it going. Ever learning. Hallelujah. I was reminded of that particular scripture yesterday when I was talking to Apostle Willie Armstrong. I said, yeah, men and women coming to the point where they're ever learning and never, I don't ever want to be in that place where I'm ever learning something, but I've never come to the knowledge of the truth. Lord have mercy. That's happening today in the church. People of God, we have to pay attention. We need and want to come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. The living water, Jesus Christ himself, the Holy Spirit, his very presence. Hallelujah. It breaks generational curses, his very presence. And we carry his presence. When we go into an atmosphere and it's all kind of chaos going on, it should shift because of the glory that we carry. We carry his very presence. It's on the inside of us. He's on the inside of us. The Holy Spirit is a person, not an it. He is a person of the Godhead bodily. And he came, Jesus sent him back to help us, to keep us, to remind us of what his word said to us. And I just thank God. It's necessary. Amen. It's necessary that we get it together. Hallelujah. That we become, as the scripture also talks about, the tree in Psalms 1, I'm going to read those first three verses. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And then guess what? And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And when you think about trees that are in the water, that water goes up through those roots and just continues to nourish and replenish that tree. It continues to bud. If it's an apple tree, the apples continue to produce over and over. I know we got a bunch of trees in from my neighbors. Lord have mercy. They're not on the water, but they're getting fed and they continue to keep producing those pine cones and they keep dropping. But just think about a tree that's getting its nourishment from the living water, the water of the earth, the water of the earth. So if we're continuing to get our nourishment from the life-giving source, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit, God's word, continuing to feed us and nourish us, hallelujah, when we speak, we will continue to be speaking rivers of living water. When the drought comes, we're still, hallelujah, producing fruit. Shortages are in the natural going on. Shortages are happening in the spirit realm because we're not trusting in the life giver, the source, our main source. He's our satisfier. Amen. Even in John 14:14, it says, whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst. But the water that I will give him will come in him a well of water springing up unto eternal life. He will take us through every part of this journey on earth. He will take us through. Hallelujah. I had some moments past couple of days, had some more moments than normal. Yesterday was 4 months that my husband passed. But I thank God for his ever-loving water. I meditated on his word. I meditated on my life source. And he brought me out. He took me out of those moments. But I talked to him in those moments. Not a human. I talked to my life giver in those moments. Hallelujah. He will continue to sustain us. He will continue to satisfy us. I heard those very words even shortly after my husband passed. It was like I heard him talking to me. He said, you are satisfied. I thank God. I said, huh? He said, you are satisfied. I said, you're satisfied. And then I could hear him just explaining it to me. You're satisfied because you know who the satisfier is. You trust him. I've seen you trust him. It's like I can hear my husband talking to me. telling me these things. And I give God praise for that, those moments. Hallelujah. But it's all about Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeshua HaMashiach. He is the Messiah. He is, hallelujah. He was the seventh completer of a man coming into this Samaritan woman's life and started a new thing. Amen. He started a new thing. Hallelujah. It was seven unruly kings, hallelujah, in that part of the in Samaria. But he was the eighth man that brought salvation, that new beginning. There's those numbers again. Just think about it, putting it together. God is so powerful. He's so awesome. And I just love him today. I thank him for how he continues to let us know. If you're thirsty, Jesus is inviting you to come to him and drink. Not sometimes, but over and over and over again. All we got to do is talk to him. That's how we do it. If you ask that question, how do I do that? I'm glad you asked. We talk to him. We share with him the truest part, the deepest longing, everything that's in our souls, our yearning, our desire. We tell him those things. He already knows. He already knows how we're hurting or anything. Anything that's hurting us. Anything that makes us sad. Anything that makes us angry. Yes. Anything that we're confused about. All we have to do is talk to him about it. Get honest with him. Open up your souls to him. There's no secrets anyway. He already knows. But he wants us to open up and talk to him. He's our life giver. He's our life source. Hallelujah. And that's the only way we're going to be able to worship him in spirit and in truth. Reality is truth. Hallelujah. The only eternal life that we just talked about. Well, no, this is in John 2. It's a lot of scriptures I had written down, and they were all tidbits in John. In John 17:3, eternal life is just knowing God. In other words, to be satisfied from the living waters is realized through relationship. And that's what the Samaritan woman did. That conversation, every excuse she came back with, Jesus had an answer for her. Every excuse we come back with, he'll have an answer for us. But the only way we're going to know God is our Father, that a real person, and to know how much he loves us and who we are to him, that will fulfill the deepest longing and the needs in our souls. I just thank God this morning. Amen. He's our life source. He's my life source. Hallelujah. Without him, I don't know where I'd be. Without him, I would be nothing. I would be, as the song says, and I've sung it several times, like a ship without a sail. I just thank God. He's my captain. He's my source. And I pray and believe that he's your source today. Amen. Father, we just thank you that you're going to open up our eyes to see the way that we can be even more transparent to you. That's what it's all about. So we can come into a deeper place of knowing you. So we can find our identity in you. That's what it's all about. And experience your unconditional love over and over again in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord. At this time, I'm going to unblock the line. If anyone has anything that they would like to say or have a prayer request, we will close out with prayer. Thank you. Thank you for joining me today in the presence of the Lord, most of all his presence.
Mr. Raptor, thanks for that word this morning. I think it's important what you're saying. Start off talking about the different type of drinks we can have. You know, we drink water, sugary drinks, and coffee, whatnot. But, you know, the reality is that we are what we eat.
Amen.
Don't just pertain to food.
Amen.
You know, we're ingesting stuff all day long. I'm sorry, I'm in a loud place, but we got to be mindful of what we're putting in our bodies, and you know, because that's going to determine how our days go out. You know, we get 24 hours in a day, and we got to start our day with Him.
Amen.
Sometimes you know, we just kind of get caught up in busyness. I think that's probably one of the biggest things the enemy robs of is busyness. If you use busyness, not busy doing bad things, you know, we're doing our thing. We take care of our families. We're doing our what we're responsible for, but we're busy, and we're neglecting to spend that time in here, sitting at the table, eating up His bread, drinking up His water, and getting what we need. Anyway, I don't want to talk too long, but I just thank you for the word this morning. Bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Any other comments? Thank you, Lord. On our life, our living water, Jesus is that. His Holy Spirit is that. If there are not any prayer requests or any other comments, do want us to lift up. I want to bring a prayer request before those who are connected in. If you would be praying, my dear friend, Elaine Blackwell, her brother, Tracy Hughes, passed away on yesterday and on last night. And he had been sick, battling cancer. He did transition on yesterday, last evening. I got a call last night about 11 o'clock. So just want to keep the Hughes family and any other bereaved families in prayer. Extended Hughes family, Hughes and extended family, and any other bereaved families. Are there any other spoken out prayer requests before we close out? Bless you, Jesus. Okay, let us just go to the Heavenly King. Father God, we just thank you. Hallelujah. As we are excited to experience your presence even the more today. We just thank you, hallelujah. I want to feel your spirit and sense your activity in our lives. We just thank you this morning, God, as you take us through the remainder of this day. We ask that you give us travels of mercy, those who may believe Randolph Jr. May have already been on the road, but God, just thank you for granting him travels of mercy and family, God, and grandchildren, and daughter-in-law, God, just bless them and keep them, Father. Just thanking you for keeping us all those connected in on this line, those who didn't connect in this week, Father. We're just asking that you help us to continue to know you and want to know you, both in spirit and in truth, hallelujah, both with our heads and not just our hearts, but God, just to know you in both arenas all the way around. We pray today for a fresh anointing and a fresh and filling and a fresh touch from you. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just want to lift up the bereaved families. I want to lift up my friend, dear friend Elaine, Lord God, Blackwell, God. And now she's preparing. I know they'll be preparing for the services of her brother Tracy, who battled cancer for a few years, Lord God. And the battle's now over, Father. We just thank you for allowing her to be there as much as possible. And as she could be there for her brother, she was the oldest of her brother. She had three brothers, and then now another one has passed on, transitioned on. But Father, we just pray for you, giving her all the strength she needs. It comes from you. Help her to continue to keep turning her face toward her true and living water. Father, we just give you praise and glory, God, that you're going to comfort the rest of the family with your shalom peace. Comfort them like only you can, and we give you praise and glory for it all. It's in Jesus' name as we go about this day, God. We know that our angelic hosts have already gone forth before us to prepare the way. In your name, Jesus, amen, amen, and to God be the glory.